This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, February 22nd. God's word to you today is beautiful. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 62, verse 3, from the Amplified Classic Version, and it says, "You shall also be so beautiful and prosperous as to be thought of as a crown of glory, an honor in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem, exceedingly beautiful, in the hand of your God." Isaiah 61, verse 2 says, "He has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come, and with it the day of God's anger against their enemies." The time of the Lord's favor has come. God says, "Your time for favor has come. Do you receive it?" However, the Bible goes on to say, "and with it." It is like a double-edged sword. Most times, New Testament Christians want to remove the part of the scripture that talks about the day of God's vengeance against his enemies, against your enemies. But God says, no, it is included. I know there has been a lot of fixation on human enemies, and that is not where the problem is. But that is not what God is saying. There has always been an enemy. It was the enemy that robbed Adam and Eve of God's glory. For God to restore the glory of man, God had to deal with the enemy. For God to give you beauty for ashes, he has to deal with the enemy that caused the ashes, whether they be spirits, principalities, powers, forces, or systems, and unfortunately sometimes people, you cannot divorce it. It is part of the package. It is time for God to favor you, and with it, the day of God's anger against all your enemies, in the mighty name of Jesus. Isaiah 61 verse 3 says, "To all who mourn in Zion, he will give a crown of beauty for ashes, oil for joy instead of mourning, a garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor." This is according to the New Living Translation and the New International Version. Your name is going to change today. You will be called beautiful, oaks of righteousness, and the planting of the Lord, because he has chosen to display his splendor through you. This is what is upon us in this season. Isaiah 61 verse 3 says, "To all who mourn in Zion, I will give a crown of beauty for ashes." This speaks of beauty in its totality. However, it highlights an aspect of beauty that is deeply significant. When people are in mourning, when they were disgraced, when they were in repentance, or when they were humiliated back in the days, they pour ashes on their heads and sit in ashes. But God is going straight to that head that you have put ashes on, and he's giving you a crown of beauty in place of the ashes, in the name of Jesus. There are a lot of people who have suffered setbacks. You have been shamed and disgraced. Congratulations, because God is going to give you a crown of beauty for the ashes. The head is the glory and the lifter up of my head. You can say the head signifies the totality of the destiny of a human being. When you hear people say, "Let my head not attract evil," they're not referring to the physical head alone. Oil of joy instead of mourning. And this is very profound. Oil of joy instead of mourning. And this is also very profound. God does not just stop with the head. He gives us the oil of joy that pierces our souls. Let us pray. Father, I receive your crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, a garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.